The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
The original diva right there. You got me, Al? You got me, baby? This is it. Good morning, good morning. Joe on the radio, 606. Connie Francis. So I'm putting the show together last night at the studio across town. And then I get a phone call. And I don't recognize the phone call, but I said, well, do I know this number? And I pick up the phone. They say, hey, Joe, it's Jimmy Camerati. He goes, hey, I got Connie Francis for you. This is the phone call I get last night, you know, right before we go on the air. I go, what? I go, Connie Francis? I said, yeah, absolutely. I know Connie 100 years, you know. And she, Joe, how are you? It's Connie. So I thought it was a prank phone call. Connie Francis. It's like, wow. As a kid, Newark, Frank and Arrows, they went to Essex Fells. We used to drive by her house in Essex Fells and say, that's Connie Francis's house, you know? And then I've had the honor of working with Connie. She was just so nice. I just wanted to say hi. So I thought that was so cool because she is I said, Connie, you are royalty, girl. I said, you're the legend, the Jersey girl. I said, Bloomfield Avenue, Essex Fells, anyway. She was laughing, you know. So, shout out to Connie Francis. Oh, we'll get her on the show one of these days, just to chat a little bit, you know. And, in any case, I thought that was a good way. So now, that's my life the way I would like it, and to maybe play some Frank Sinatra music like last night. Oh my goodness gracious. We're going to get into it this morning because it's one of those mornings. It's one of those mornings that I dread. Because, I said, who came up with this idea going on the radio? Because now I got to deal with you truthfully, honestly. And if you disagree, you disagree. And you make a phone call. I'm putting together all my material here for the morning. It is just, again, you're going to hear all day long about the Donald Trump, quote unquote, they will use the word criminal trial. There's a Donald Trump criminal trial. What you're looking at is Venezuela, Banana Republic, you take your pick. It's communist China, it's North Korea, it's Russia, whatever you take your pick, whatever it is, it's Stalin. This is something that Joseph Goebbels would do in the Third Reich under Adolf Hitler. I'm telling you, I know it sounds dramatic, but I'm not. That's what they're doing. They're going after a political opponent that they can't beat in a million years. I just saw a picture of Monica Crowley, our friend, posted a picture of Biden going into like a Dunkin' Donuts. They're trying to imitate Donald Trump going into like Chick-fil-A. It is so sad. It's just sad because he doesn't know what's going on. They're pushing him around. They're setting it up. I don't know how you live with yourself. I don't know how you live with yourself. And then the Department of Justice, and don't forget, we don't hear about the meetings between, for example, and again, alleged meetings, let me be careful, between Kamala Harris, that guy Wade, Fannie Willis's boyfriend, you know? They all went to they were all at the White House. This is a concerted effort. Yet every news organization is going to be with Trump, and they're going to, and who let the camera in the courtroom? Who let the camera in the courtroom? This is like, I'm telling you what though. Let me just lay your fears, if I may. I think that let Donald Trump run this through. It's early yet. When Donald Trump started, it was 2 weeks ago before the trial went down, his numbers started to come up. Listen to me. Objective overview, okay? Political objective overview. His numbers started coming up. He started beating Joe Biden in the swing states. And then they all got scared. And then they do a hardcore press on the judge, all these guys from Angeron to this guy, Mersham, whatever his name is, to the whole fiasco of trying to take Donald Trump down. It's so obviously a setup. We see it. But what was making me nervous is that I thought Donald Trump was peaking too early. And I said, that's a little dangerous. We got a long way to November. It doesn't seem long. It's a long way to November. Let this trial run out. I think there's two lawyers that are in the jury. If those lawyers ever, if Trump gets convicted, and he very well may get convicted, and they may very well try to throw him in jail, but he has an appeal process, but they're going to try to, all they want is Donald Trump in an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs. That's what their goal. They could care less about you and me. They could care less about terrorism. They could care less about the 2 million people that are wandering our country, planning a terror attack. They could care less about it. So now, if you got two lawyers in the jury pool, if Trump does get convicted, those two lawyers will never, in my opinion, be able to work again, because they're going to say, wait a minute, did you see, what did they take him in for what, for covering up, for what did they do? There was no case. Cyrus Vance, even Alvin Bragg originally threw it out, but you get pressured by, in my opinion, the White House, you get pressured, in my opinion, by Merrick Garland, the Department of Justice Attorney General. You get pressured by everybody. They think, we better go after Donald Trump because that's what we're supposed to do. And if we don't go after Donald Trump, then we're not really good Democrats, little wimps, little feckless, spineless cowards, amateurs that will never, trust me, get hired by a private practice again. Because in private practice, if you ever brought this law before, the guy that the cases that you're thinking of taking and not taking at an established law firm, they throw you the heck out on your head. They get out. But these people in public office, they get away with murder, and they're amateurs. They are amateurs. I'm telling you. I know how hard my father worked, and we got the best lawyers in the world. We have them on this show. It's amateurs. And those two lawyers convict Donald Trump. They'll never work again because they say, there was nothing there. How could you go after the guy? I'm telling you, it's scary. But put your seatbelt on, because it's America 2024, where Jewish kids can't even go to school at universities. Where? Where? In Moscow? Where? In Beijing? Where? In Africa? No, in New York City. Jewish kids can't go to school because they're being stopped by pro-Hamas. And I'm done with this pro-Palestinian stuff. There is no pro-Palestinian. They are supporting Hamas. And there was one person where she held a picture in front of a group of Israeli students just being there trying to say, all we want to do is go to school. And she held a sign and she said, and I forget the name of it, but it's Hamas's military arm. She spelled it out in Arabic and she said, this is who this military group should go after. That is terrorism on our campuses. And this president doesn't do anything. And the guy you're running against, you're trying to put in jail. This is the most bizarre of times, and I've been through the 60s. This is the most, there's no reason for it. And I got to get up in the morning, and I feel I got to tell you the truth, because I'm watching the news. All I want to do is, I love to, people, you know what, I went to church yesterday. I went to my church, St. Jean-Baptiste, great church in New York. Father John does a great job, great mass. And, you can feel, it's a great Catholic mass, you know, and you could feel it. Sometimes it's not always like that. I think you know what I'm talking about. But I'm there, and the man, they got the beautiful singer and me. And go ahead, do another verse. You sound great for me to say that, you know. And the organ with the big pipe organ, the glorious church like that. And then I had to tell you this. They said, would you take the collection? Joe, would you mind? I said, yeah, absolutely, I'll take the collection. So I get ready to take collection, and they give me the left side of the church, right? So now I'm putting the thing out, and I'm taking the collection, and then I stopped in front of one lady, and with an accent, she looks at me with an accent, she goes, she has a $10 bill, and she says, could I take change? She goes, can I take change? And I said, and I paused and I stopped. My instinct was, I knew what I was going to do. I said, I'll get you change. And I expected her to put the money in. I was going to personally run and get a $10 bill and give it back to her. But, you know, she did. She goes, can I take a change? I went, sure, I'll get you change. I say it like that. But I stop. My instinct is not to move on. She couldn't afford $10. She wanted to put in what? $5. So she put the $10 bill in and she took $5 out of the basket and she got change. And she says, thank you. And if that doesn't touch your heart, people, they can't make a living. And this woman is going to give money to the church. You know, and she looked a little bit, you know, forgive me, a little, you know, life has caught up with her a little bit. And I'm like, it's just, there's a goodness there. There's a goodness among us as human beings. And that was right there in that poor gal. And she didn't want to take the chance. She asked me. She could have just not put anything in. Sometimes you always go and people look at you like you're not there. You ever do that? You go to get the collection and they go, oh, or they keep searching into their wallets, you know, into their purses. Oh, I have something. Just a minute. Like you're going to stand in 10 minutes. And so that's my signal of now. You don't have any money. I got you. I got it. I'm moving on. You know, just a minute. I got something. I think I found. No, they don't want to put anything in. I got it. This poor gal put $5 in. God, that inspired me. There was goodness. There was goodness there. Then I walk out of church and a guy comes after me and goes, hey, Joe, you remember, D.F. Zwiegler? He mentions that name. I go, and I know the name. I don't know. By the grace of God, I can remember the things from him. For some reason, I can remember absolutely everything. I obsess over it to a point that it worries me, you know? I can remember every little thing. And then I can worry about every little thing. I said, yeah, D.F., I know that guy. He's a great writer from, the comedy clubs. Yeah. 40, 50 years ago. He goes, yeah, I was just with him last night and we were down at the clubs. We're here at the church. And hey, Johnny, come here. John is meet my wife. Joe, we love what you do in the morning on AM 970. You're speaking the truth. You guys have fun. You laugh. But thank you. Thank you. Because it's so, we don't know who to believe or what to believe in. I tell you what, I walked out of that church so inspired. Catholic Church, by the way. Jesus, Lord and Savior. Okay. You got that? And all they're trying to do is take the Christianity away, take all that away. There's a goodness there, and it's going to prevail because there is no way in the name of God that you could keep that goodness down, like they're trying to do in this administration, like they're trying to do in Russia, in Ukraine, in the House of Representatives. Take your pick. Take their pick. Your pick. Whatever they're doing, they're trying to take us down, and we ain't going nowhere. So now you got Donald Trump in jail. That's going to be the big story. Not the guy who lit himself on fire outside the Trump courthouse. We didn't even talk about that. As soon as that broke on Friday, I said, and you know what? Is it too soon to joke about this guy? Too soon to joke about this guy? Cause I have no, forgive me, and God forgive me, indeed. He was mentally ill and we should feel bad for him, but I'm having trouble finding sympathy for this guy. Because he was like a conspiratorial nut. No one was there, I guess, to probably lock him up. From his posts, he should have been locked up. And then he poured fuel over himself, lights himself on fire. You know what? Today, nobody cares. Do you know what? Today, his life means nothing. It meant nothing. He existed for no reason. He didn't even make a big... he didn't even make a big flash. You know, it was horrific to watch. And we have moved on from it. And people think, I don't know what he thought. He got to light himself on fire. It's like, look, what's 2024? It's happening right in New York. Is there anybody, if there's a guy walking with a can of gasoline, is that a red flag? Is anybody seen a guy? My goodness gracious. Walking with a can of gasoline. Hey, you know what? Why would that guy be walking with it? How does he get through security? Because no one was around him. And then the poor guy lights himself on fire. We gotta watch it. And you know what? To me, I'm offended that he would even do that and disrespect this just for his own selfish reasons. It was selfish. Listen, when we come back, then we're going to talk about the House of Representatives and the votes in this foreign aid package, all right? We got a lot to talk about. Joe is here and Al's here. Good morning, boys. And I had the joke. I was going to do the joke saying, you know, I wish when I can't get my barbecue going, I wish I knew this guy because he was good. He was so quick. I said, God forgive me.
I was going to say he went out in a blaze of glory, but I mean, you know, all right.
God forgive me. I didn't just say that, but I have no sympathy, and I should. And I saw the
unedited video. Somebody sent it to
me
yesterday.
Too. Yeah,
and
awful.
It was awful. It's pretty. And you hear somebody in the background screaming for cops. This guy's going to light himself on fire.
Yeah, but what was that guy doing now? What was that guy doing?
Right,
he was
filming.
He was filming. Yeah. Put your phone down and go help the guy.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. And forgive me, but I had... it just makes me crazy. But the guy's forgotten about already. He's forgotten about. We're moved on. We're more interested in the Trump trial and now the foreign aid package. That's going away because of the Trump trial, but I'll address it when we come back. Dan Hopman, John Solomon's on the show. We got a big... Lara Trump is on the show. Congressman Jeff Van Drew, Joe DeGeneva. Look at this. Councilwoman Ina Vernikoff is with us. And Miss New Jersey Teen USA, they called. They wanted to be on the show. And I know her father knew her father, and I'm going to be proud to present to you the young lady that holds the Miss New Jersey Teen USA. She's a title holder. In the meantime, Debbie's out. Hi, Deb. How you doing? Good morning to you. Crazy times.
Good morning. Yeah, I know. You know what? You think about that gentleman. I mean, you know, it's just, it's unbelievable. Like you said, nobody saw him carrying the gas can around.
How do you not? It's not a little gas can. A little can. And then he's standing there and he's pouring it over his head. Is anybody watching it?
Heartbreaking. Oh my gosh.
And the guy's with the camera. He's gonna light himself on fire. Now put your phone down and run over to the guy. No?
Oh my gosh. So
you know,
sad.
Remember, Bobcat Goldthwait. You guys know, everybody knows Bobcat. Remember Bobcat Goldthwait? And he was a crazy funny comedian. And they were honoring Richard Pryor. We were there 100 years ago in Beverly Hills. And it was during the Rodney King thing. And he says, can I offer a word of advice? And he said, and was the first to say, you know, if you're filming somebody and you see somebody getting beat up, put the phone down and go help the guy, you know?
Yeah.
And that got a big laugh, but it's true. But no one stops. They keep filming. Deb, how you doing? Good weekend for you?
Yeah, it was kind of relaxing. I did watch the Yogi Berra special, It Ain't Over, you know,
when his granddaughter narrated that.
That was so good.
I miss Yogi so much, the Yogi.
He's a classy guy, right?
He and Carmen together, they did such a great job at the Yogi Berra Museum. It ain't the same. It's just not the same with Adam, unfortunately. You know, but the museum goes on at Montclair University. They work with Montclair University over there. Hey, Montclair State. Hey, Deb, how are we doing traffic-wise? 622. It's April 22nd. It's Monday. We got a lot to get into. How are we doing traffic-wise?
Well, I'm seeing delays already at the George Washington Bridge. It looks like a 25-minute delay at the inbound George upper level, a little bit better to that lower level. Lincoln Tunnel 10, Holland about 15 to 20 from both. Major problems on 109 southbound right at East Jersey Avenue in Elizabeth. It's an accident involving a car fire. Everything is closed here on 109 southbound down through Elizabeth. 21 southbound slowing down by Clay Street in Newark. We're seeing delays on the LIE eastbound by Deer Park Ave, but an accident was cleared. Watch for slowdowns on the eastbound side of the Gowanus up through 38th. Over on the westbound BQE, that's stop and go over the Kosciuszko Bridge. Van Wyck southbound slowing down into Rockaway Boulevard. Northbound Van Wyck slowing down, getting up toward Main Street. Four trains were seeing some delays as well. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 63. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Debbie, thank you so much. Telling you about Relief Factor. And me running around like every weekend is this. It's all good. It's all good. I thank God I enjoy it, you know. And I'm driving around and I'm running around and I'm going around and taking care of the property and everything. I'm able to do it. Mikey comes over. Mikey, you want to jam just a little bit? Just to get our chops down and he sits on the drums now. He's getting very, very good at the drums, Michael. And then we jammed it, but really out of pain. And I take Relief Factor religiously to stay out of pain so I can live my life. And I want you to do the same. And you could do it with that 3-week quick start for only $19.95. 3-week quick start is only $19.95, and it comes with Relief Factor's Feel Better or Your Money Back Guarantee. So I'm telling you, over a million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit that I'm telling you about. Nearly 70% go on to order more. And unlike pills, like I always tell you, that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. 100% drug-free. Time for you to see if we can get you out of pain. I think we can. Would you call 800-4-RELIEF, please? 800, the number 4, the word relief. Or again, go to relieffactor.com.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life. Every Sunday night, some of the world's most inspirational and influential people join me to discuss health and wellness, professional development, and personal well-being. They share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Take time for yourself. Tune into Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, be sure to visit our website so you can listen on demand. And while you're there, read our digital magazine and take part in our book club. Visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about why refi. How about a secure investment that actually helps people? You know, you can invest in helping refinance private school loans. It's smart and safe and helps people. And I tell you about Lindsay all the time. You look at the numbers, but you know how many people are in this position where they owe around $270,000 that who are not bailed out by the government, by the way? $270,000 in student loan debt. And then after battling with other lenders, she reached out to YRefi. They were able to work with her and her mother to create a plan that was built around getting her out of debt. So you can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return. That's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You are in control. You can turn your income on or off. You know, you could, your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly. There are absolutely no fees or attack on principal. It's a secure collateralized portfolio. Okay. So if you just go to investyrefi.com, it's invest the letter Y, then refy.com, or call 888-YREFI24. Folks all over the country are earning that high fixed rate of return with YRefi. They don't care what happens with the Fed or the stock market, please. Our friends at YRefi are trustworthy and honest. Just go to investyrefi.com, invest the letter Y, then refy.com, or you can call 888-YREFI24. Just be sure to tell them, please, Joe Piscopo sent you.
Our hosts tell them like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning, 627. So you know what I wanted to do before we get into it here is when I talked to you about what happened in the House and this bill that went through. It's the $95 billion with a B dollar foreign package passed by the House. At 55 Republicans did not vote for it, including our friends Jeff Van Drew, who will be on the show this morning, and Nicole Malliotakis did not vote for this. I understand that. And everybody's going after Mike Johnson's speaker like he's going with the Democrats. So, and Marjorie Taylor Greene going to try to get Mike Johnson at. And I said, we were talking last week about don't disrupt the apple cart. Don't go in and don't take Johnson out now. And Marjorie Taylor Greene now, cameras in her face. She's saying Mike Johnson should go. He failed us. And you know what? She may not be wrong. And as Congressman Van Drew would tell us, do you vote for that package? It's not even itemized. And they passed the package anyway. You know, $95 million foreign aid, $95 billion, and it goes to Ukraine. And then even when I like $60 billion to Ukraine, with forgivable loans. What's a forgivable loan? Wouldn't you like a forgivable loan? Wouldn't you love a forgivable loan? $26 billion for supporting Israel, which is great. I understand, but billion, that, you know how much money that is? We can't afford it. They're doing it anyway, and providing humanitarian relief for people in where? Gaza. Transfer that to Hamas. So you got billions going to Israel, and then Hamas is going to get about $4 billion of that would be dedicated to replenishing Israel's missile defense systems. Got it. More than $9 billion of the total will go toward humanitarian assistance in Gaza amid the Israel-Hamas war. That money is not going to be seen by the Palestinians. Does anybody understand that? And they voted right through $8 billion for helping U.S. allies in the Indo-Pacific region. You know why we have to help the Indo-Pacific region? Do you know why that's the edict and that's the quote-unquote strategy of this so-called Biden administration? Because China is wiping the floor with us. Because China owns, in my opinion, Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's afraid to go up against President Xi. He's a wuss when it comes to fentanyl, when it comes to anything. So now we need Japan and we need Australia and we need the whole Indo-Pacific region. But at $8 billion, and more than $3.3 billion would go towards submarine infrastructure development. Because now our submarines are failing us. Not failing us. Our submarines should be up to speed. That's better said. An additional $1.9 billion to replenish U.S. weapons provided to Taiwan and other regional allies. The border is open. There's an invasion at the border. You and I can't afford to buy bread and milk, and we can't get our kids to buy houses. And they're sending out $95 billion of foreign aid to countries that would not be at war if Donald Trump was president. And don't, oh, well, Joe, it doesn't matter now because we are at war. No, it matters everything, because if you vote for that package, then you darn well better vote for Donald Trump. Because Trump wouldn't allow any of this to happen, and you don't think people to talk about it. You know, and I'm not supposed to talk. You can't talk about Trump. Oh my gosh, yeah, it's politically incorrect. I don't care if it's Trump. I don't care who it is. Who would have got us out of the mess we're in? Who got us that complete peace? And it was Trump. And they got him on trial in the early morning. They're going to get him up on trial. Do you know what that looks like to these countries that you are giving $1 billion to? Do you know what it looks like? You got the guy, the front runner for running for president of the United States. You're wheeling Joe Biden around Dunkin' Donuts. The guy doesn't even know where he is. Do you know how we look? It's why they attack Israel. It's why Russia is emboldened to attack Ukraine. It's why if you're in Afghanistan and you're a woman, you can't show your face. Don't tell me who to vote for. Done with this. What's wrong with you? Goodness gracious, these people you got, oh, you're going to vote for the black man, but you got to put a black man in as mayor in New York, because that would be very hip. I'm very ultra white. I'm a very rich white person. I'm going to put people of color in charge. Look what you got in New York. They don't even stick up for the people from the same community that they come from. It's inexcusable. And they let terrorists walk the college campuses. These are terrorists. These young, misguided, do you see the kids? Do you see these kids that are protesting for Hamas? Who are these people? Who are these young kids? They have no idea what they're talking about. And what did anybody give to this country? Let's particularly say the Ivy League colleges, for example, all the universities. Who gave more money to the Ivy League colleges than anybody else? It was the Jewish community. It was the Jewish community that came in. And you know what? If they did that, they didn't ask that you become Jewish. They didn't say, if you don't believe in Judaism, we're going to kill you. If you do something wrong, and we're not going to put our Orthodox law on you. They just came in and they became an intricate, very, very powerful part of the United States of America, like the Italian Americans and the Indian Americans and the Irish Americans and the Chinese Americans. But goodness gracious, and the Black Americans, yes. Oh, gets me crazy. And I see it clear as day. Now you're going to give this money away. The problem is this. You can't, if you walk from Ukraine now, and this is something that's vital. If you walk from Ukraine now, then you do have Vladimir Putin. This guy, Putin, is an evil enemy of mankind, out for power and control. Not a nice guy. Not a nice guy. So don't, it's like now Putin, and you're going to go interview him, and he's going to accept you, and he's going to play you, and he's going to make him look great. No, Putin wants world control. He wants not only Ukraine, he will go into Poland, and you know he will. I'm telling you right now, listen to your pal Joe, because I'm going to tell you, if it's not right, it's not right. But my argument is, how in the name of God Almighty did we get here? Because Donald Trump, it was the big orange man, was bad. You can't vote for him. So now you're going to put in this administration with, and then I saw something on OAN, what's that, the One America News, whatever it was, that gal Chanel Rion, whatever her name is. Great piece. great piece. Blame Jake Sullivan for everything. This is a national security advisor. These guys, they have no clue. You think these guys, Anthony Blinken, look at the team. This is why we're at where we're at. This is why Afghanistan. This is why Putin went into Russia. But now that we're there, how do you walk away from Ukraine? I don't know that you can. And then you're going to say Zelensky is corrupt. You're probably right. The government is corrupt. You're probably right. But what's the alternative? Let Putin just go in? And my argument to that would be, arguing with myself now, thank you very much, on a Monday morning. It's like if Putin who is going to go in, where's Europe? Where's Europe's money? How much of that? Why is it always us? Why can they not get bullets and weapons? And they it's true. They can't get bullets. They can't get anything. Why can't they get that from other countries that are in the region? I don't understand it. And that's why I have to understand. I understand the criticism of Mike Johnson. And I understand the criticism from Marjorie Taylor Greene. I really do. But do it behind closed doors. And maybe it could have been a point where you say you can't give the money away because you put maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene and the folks that didn't vote for this on the Republican Party are probably talking like I'm talking, saying, look, it's not our fault. We voted for Trump. If Trump was in, none of this would have happened. But now that it is happening, what do you do? How do you deal with that? And I don't have the answer to that. But I know this. You let Putin go in here, he's not stopping at Ukraine. That I know. I just know because of the just from the military mind of my dad who talked me through all that and just studying the Second World War. This guy is not a good guy. The problem is, if you're going to give money, can we itemize it? Can we itemize every single dime? You know, can we itemize it? And not like with the taxes. I'll speak for myself. I pay more in taxes than I ever thought I'd make in a lifetime. In 1 year, I can't believe it. I go, how much do I have to pay these people? This cost me that. The government doesn't care. You don't pay your taxes, they're going to take everything away. We own nothing. You don't pay your mortgage, they're going to take the house away. You don't pay your property taxes, they're going to take your house away. You don't pay your regular taxes, they're going to put you in jail. But these people who are starting wars get our money. That's where our money's going. And then like our friend and Jonathan Honig said, hey, what did he say? 40% of your tax bill goes to pay down the debt. What's wrong with this country? So you have to understand Jeff Van Drew, Nicole Malliotakis, and those who voted against this. I applaud that. The problem with me is don't fight in public. If you're a Republican, don't fight in public. I don't care how much you hate Mike Johnson. Don't fight. Don't have a press conference. He's got to go. Stop it. It just weakens the party, and it will lose the election. I'm telling you right now. See it clear as day. And I ain't no Republican. But I'm telling you, you tell me what other choice I have. You need to keep these people, and Jake Sullivan and Anthony Blinken in office, and Eric Holder, and Valerie, what's her name, and Susan Rice, the people destroying America, out to destroy America. Good morning. Happy Monday. Goodness gracious. 6:37. We got a break. Al's got the headline news, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
45 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Columbia University going virtual. The university moving classes online with more pro-Palestinian protests planned today. Today marks day 6 of demonstrations, and the school's president is calling it a crisis. The university announced plans to more than double campus security. Protesters say they want the school to divest from companies that they say profit from Israel's violations of international law and Palestinian rights. Meanwhile, New York City and state leaders are speaking out against the anti-Jewish rhetoric, with Passover set to start at sundown. Inspectors are checking bridges in New Jersey after the recent 4.8 magnitude earthquake struck on April 5th. Department of Transportation inspectors say they didn't find any damage, and local bridge owners say they didn't find any as well. Inspectors started at the epicenter in Hunterdon County and worked their way outwards. In addition, Governor Murphy said homeowners should inspect their homes, and if they're concerned, They should reach out to official state agencies. In sports, the top team in the Stanley Cup playoffs flexed their muscles as the Rangers topped the Capitals 4-1 in Game 1 of their first-round series. The Yankees held on for a 5-4 victory to win the rubber match in their series against the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Mets, unable to complete the series sweep, they were blown out by the Los Angeles Dodgers out in California 10-0 in their finale. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. The Whitestone Bridge, heavy traffic into Queens, Throgs Neck, a better choice. Some volume on the Cross Bronx West out toward 3rd Avenue. The inbound George Washington Bridge up to 30 minutes. Lincoln 15, Holland 20. Watch for slowdowns on the Hutch northbound at Wellmont Road over in New Rochelle. Looks like a tractor trailer by the overpass. They're watching out for that overpass there. It looks like he stopped right before the overpass. Palisades Parkway southbound as you get down through Fort Lee. It looks like you have an accident with injuries getting into the GW. Be sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business's needs, from quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. My pillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium My Pillows with all new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P.
Worried about inflation, digital currencies, political turmoil, and the future of your investments? It's time to take control with Conservative Wealth Protection Group. During these times, central banks are buying gold and precious metals at record levels. But the question is, are you? With access to the cheapest bullion in the nation, we have a deep understanding of the precious metals markets. We'll reveal strategies that both the wealthy and everyday patriots just like you are using to get the most out of their tax-deferred retirement plans. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, we provide guidance without high-pressure sales tactics. Our No Fees for Life IRA program offers the lowest prices on precious metals, along with tax-free and penalty-free transfers. Explore your options with a free consultation. Call 888-538-0111. That's 888-538-0111. Protect your family and your investments. Call 888-538-0111.
All right, let me tell you about Tunnel to Towers. They've been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture in his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted home designed for his needs, and he moves around his home more easily now. This home also gives him hope. So with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to the programs at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, TheAnswer.com.
Let it rip, Al. Need some of those foreigners. 6:43 in the morning. Monday started. We are fired up, baby. Great song. Still one of the all-time great rock and roll songs of all time. And Al, of course, saw Judas Priest over the weekend.
That's right.
They were great. They were great, you're saying, huh?
Oh, my God. I've seen this band 13, 14 times. First time I was 12 or 13 years old. First time I saw them. Yeah. This is probably the best performance I've ever seen them. Rob Halford does not age. His voice is impeccable. It was a phenomenal show. We were dancing in the aisles of Prudential Center. In fact, at one point, the security guard who kept asking my friend to stop dancing in the aisle because they had to keep it clear for people, I went up to her in the middle of it and I started dancing with her. I said, come on, we're all having a good time. She started laughing. So we had the best time. It was awesome. The reason why I'm playing Foreigner, and we'll sprinkle it through the show, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last night. They announced the winners or the inductees. Foreigner, among a number of, it's probably the biggest class of people that have been inducted.
I thought they were in already.
That's the thing. They weren't. Ozzy Osbourne got in as a solo artist. He was already inducted from his time with Black Sabbath.
But correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame kind of make weird selections? Like a lot of people who really have nothing to do with rock
and roll. It should not be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame anymore. It should be the Music Hall of Fame because a lot of the artists got in, like Dionne Warwick is in. She's not a rock artist.
Yeah, Dolly Parton and they induct Dolly in it.
And she even said, I'm not a rock person. I'm country. So, you know, I do think it's time to change. And there was a lot of, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing, it's rife with patronage and all kinds of nonsense. People still look at it, but they look at it with a jaundiced eye now. I mean, it's not what it used to be.
And Joe, you okay? Your weekend was all right?
My weekend was so uneventful. I was listening to Judas Priest. I was listening to Connie Francis.
There you go. See?
I would have told Connie that as we had our little chat last night.
I was listening to her last night before I went to bed.
No, were you really?
I was.
That's so wild, huh?
I know. I love Connie Francis. I interviewed her when I was in college, and she was the loveliest person. You're absolutely right about that.
She is the diva of divas, which I told you this before, but and it's nice to be able to deviate from the nonsense in the news. But I remember they were doing an Atlantic City kind of promo through around the country to get people to come to Atlantic City when Atlantic City started getting gambling and the 80s. Was it the 80s? It was after SNL. Had to be. So they go, Joe, we want you to go out and host and then open up for Connie Francis. And we're going to go out and talk about how great Atlantic City is. Where are we going? And we were in like Missouri or Idaho. I forget where we went, you know. And so we went with Connie, and she is the original, and I use this in the most complimentary of terms, the original diva. She was, you know why she deserved it? You know, when she started out very young out of New Jersey, she was, I remember as a child how big she was. So now.
But she started as a kid on the Arthur Godfrey show.
That's right.
Playing
that's
the accordion.
Right. That's right. Exactly. So she deserves that when she comes on, it's Connie Francis to this day. So now I do my thing, and then I think I told you this, and then I go, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the legend and the icon. I'm so proud to be with her, and she's here for you, Connie Francis. And the band played the longest introduction I've ever seen in my life. It was brilliant. It was beautiful. She had a flowing gown. It was like, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes of walking on. It was great. Only she could do that. And she deserved it. What a great gal. Great gal, the Frank and Arrows from Newark, I guess. And they lived in Essex Fells.
Oh, they lived in Belleville for a while.
Yes,
they did live
in
Brookfield for a while. But that's what we miss about show business. There were women like Connie Francis and Edie Gourmet. Who would walk out in their gowns and,
You can't compare. You can't compare Connie with Edie. Don't even. You did that to irritate me. I know.
A little bit. No.
But in any case, hey, and I apologize getting so fired up because, and we're going to get into it with John Solomon, you know, our buddy Dan Hoffman will tell you the danger of Putin running amok. And also, I'm so upset with, and you know, I applaud Mayor Adams, and I know I'm so tired of everybody playing the race card. So if you're going to play the race card and you're of color, then take care of your city. Mayor Johnson in Chicago. You know what I mean? Or if you're going to be on stage and you're going to be like Mayor Adams and go, look at all the chocolate I have up here. Look at the chocolate. Yes, he actually did that. Yes, he actually said that. You know, it's like me, the equivalent of me hiring just Italians and saying, which, not a bad idea, I got it, but honestly, seriously.
Problem with the Italians is we complain. That's it. You know? We're not happy. Oh, you got a job. Yeah, but I'm not making it out. Yeah, but you got, you know. That's what it is.
You'd be arguing with each other.
That's right.
Whole time.
The whole time.
No, but you know, but you don't go look at my administration. It's all choice. No, you don't hire for color.
First of all, Mayor
that's
Adams
the point I was making. You hire, and by the way, a shout out to Mayor Adams for actually stepping up and for, you know, going up against the terrorists that are now on campus and sticking up for the Jewish community.
Right. But he can only go so far.
I just tweeted out something from a Jewish professor at Yale, I believe. It might have been Columbia. And he's saying, look, he goes, you know how Mayor Adams did that brilliant speech that we've played a number of times saying, we're not all right. We're not all right. And this professor's going, Mr. Mayor, we're not all right. Get the National Guard in. Don't talk. There's action that has to be taken.
But real quick, here's the problem with the mayor is saying what he's saying right now. And he's absolutely right. Columbia University is a private institution on private property. The NYPD can't just simply go in there. They have to be asked to come in. It's the same thing with the governor. They have to ask the governor to bring in the National Guard. They can't just walk in there, you know, willy-nilly. So, you know, it behooves the Columbia president to say, look, we need help. Bring the cops in. Make it safe. I mean, this is ridiculous. People should, students should be able to go to their classes unmolested. They should not be blocked or from any race. That's wrong. Did these people not see the history books back in the 40s with Nazi Germany when the brown shirts strung themselves up to make sure that Jewish people couldn't get in? Enough already. Have we not learned? That's wrong.
And this is interesting. We'll go to Debbie. Justin, see, this is what apparently Marjorie Taylor Greene, which I disagree with the way she's going after Mike Johnson, do it behind closed doors, but apparently she came up with her own amendments to the Ukraine aid bill. I don't know if this is real or not, but divert 100% of the funds.
She did, and they rejected them.
Yeah, it's good. 100% of the funds to support the victims of East Palestine, Ohio, and Maui, Maui and Hawaii. You know what? You know, so you got to cover everything. That I did not hear in the news. That I did not hear in the news. That Marjorie Taylor Greene actually came up with a concept. So we'll get into it with Jeff Van Drew coming up later in the show. It's 6:52. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Happy Monday, Deb.
Happy Monday, Joe. Let's go for a spin. Inbound George Washington Bridge, a 30-minute delay to the upper and lower level. Remember, if you're heading over to 9W southbound, you're moving okay. But the Palisades Parkway southbound, right by the tolls at the George, it's an accident. Watch for delays at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens, a debris spill, and 109 southbound still closed at East Jersey Ave in Elizabeth. Accident and a car fire still being worked on. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is the Prager Minute with national conservative icon Dennis Prager.
I participated in a debate on the Middle East, and I tell you what the left has done in libeling Israel and been picked up in the Muslim world. Israel's an apartheid state, and Israel is committing genocide. These are as big a lie as the Jews would use Christian kids' blood to bake matzahs, as the famous blood libel in the Middle Ages. I have said all of my life, lying is the mother of evil. Truth is the mother of goodness. Piers Morgan had an Iranian spokesman who spoke perfect English on his show, and all he kept talking about was genocide and apartheid. Genocide and apartheid. So therefore, everything that is done to it is worthy. And anyway, he has no proof that women were raped. Show me the videos, he said. Israel has cameras everywhere.
For more Dennis Prager, sign up at PragerTopia.com.
I discovered Nerve Renew while searching for something to relieve the pins and needles pain in my feet, because I have neuromas there. I've lived with that for 25 years. I couldn't be happier with the results. The discomfort has been so reduced, I got rid of my shoe inserts. Right now, they're offering a special bonus gift to new customers. You can find it at nerverenew.com/Prager. Again, nerverenew.com/Prager. This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for PragerTopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at PragerTopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to PragerTopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Going to be looking at sunshine and blue skies, a little bit warmer weather as we get to 61 this afternoon. Clear in the overnight, a low of 45, upper 30s in some of the inland areas. The more north and west you go, there could even be some frost possible. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine, a high of 64, perhaps a shower late overnight into Wednesday, but that'll give way to clouds and a high of 66. Cooler around 59 Thursday with some sunshine. I'm Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, let me tell you about food for the poor, if I can. And I know it's tough because it's just the economy is impossible, and you're trying to, you know, stretch every penny. But if you have anything that you could give, I'm telling you, if you could call 855-919-HOPE, 855-919-4673, and try to help out Food for the Poor, because when I tell you $80 provides life-saving food for two children, and there, you know, there's starvation. I guess, you know, and I don't mean to politicize this at all, and I don't mean to, and we want you to help out because of what happened with COVID, the mess of COVID, natural disasters, record-setting inflation, skyrocketing food costs, and there's people that just aren't eating or in America and around the world, Caribbean, Latin America, all over. So $80 provides life-saving food for two children, $160 you can give, you know, any amount that you could stretch out makes such an incredible difference, because they have these matching funds at Food for the Poor. I'm not saying that we have now. So do what you can. Maybe join at the office saying, look, Piscopo's talking about Food for the Poor. Let's help out, because there, but for the grace of God, go all of us. So click the red Give Food banner at am970theanswer.com. Again, you could call 855-919-HOPE, 855-919-4673. Any amount goes such a long way. And you click on that red Give Food banner at am970theanswer.com. Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. It's a Monday. It's a crazy Monday. We got a lot to get into this morning. And Joe is here, and Al is here, and Debbie is here. And when we come back, Dan Hoffman's going to join us right at the top of the hour.
But he didn't like the Aussie? He got into the Hall of Fame. That's why I played it.
Yeah. Listen, the TV show, he seems like a wonderful guy.
What? Playing a bat. I mean, you know, what happens?
Stephen Eady. That's all.
Stephen Eady? Oh, you're really a Stephen Eady.
Because they're very comparable, Ozzy Osbourne and Steve Lawrence and Eddie Cormier.
Wow.
My favorite artists will play. How about we play all the artists that I would never play on
Johnny
on
Mathis.
Yeah, well, Johnny Mathis is great. Yeah. Chances are we're not going to play him, he's great. He's great. Dan Hoffman, Dan the Man, and John Solomon. You will get everything you need to know about the geopolitical affairs happening around the country and in our great country. Lara Trump. Lara Trump is going to join us. She's got a way to make the election transparent and not to have them steal the election. How about that? You think I'm kidding? Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Look at this show. We got Jeff Van Drew is going to join us and tell us why he voted against this foreign aid package. Joe DeGeneve about the trial with Donald Trump. Councilwoman Ina Vernikoff. And Julia Carano, Joe Piscopo on the radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
45 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York State lawmakers passed the state budget nearly 3 weeks late. It includes a 2-year extension for Mayor Eric Adams' control over city schools. Queens Democrat State Senator John Luce says in a statement that New Yorkers can expect a funded plan to reduce class sizes under the extension. Adams will also have to prove that any additional state funds for education go to city schools and not somewhere else. The state spending plan is the largest in New York's history, also includes a housing package, improved pension benefits for public workers, and a crackdown on illegal marijuana shops and retail theft. Former President Trump planning to hold a rally in Wildwood next month, the event scheduled for Saturday, May 11th, after getting approval from Wildwood City Commissioners. Officials say the area by the beach and boardwalk can hold around 40,000 people. However, attendance depends on how many tickets the Trump team makes available. The borough of Carteret in New Jersey has received almost $10 million in grant funding to advance its $1 billion redevelopment project for its waterfront. The project that will cover 10 acres includes a 1.2 million square foot movie production studio and an intermodal ferry terminal. The New Jersey Economic Development Authority this month approved a $4.7 million grant for Carteret. It will also finance the infrastructure for a dozen 20,000 square foot sound stages. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.